Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe surrounding our troubled and tiny planet. And as usual, to help us navigate, we've got the expertise of astronomer Christopher Phillips. We're welcoming him back right now. Hey, Chris, welcome back. What do you have in store this week?
Hey, Dave. Good to be here. So this week, stargazers, look out for Jupiter and Saturn in the evening sky. They both rise in the east around 8 p.m. The moon this week will be a mere crescent, and of course will create conditions that are perfect for stargazing.
And I know one thing that's definitely happening. A observatory in Chile just continues to have development after development, and I know somebody who's about to tell us about one of the latest.
Indeed. A remarkable insight into a familiar object this week from the ALMA submillimeter array in Chile. It has been imaging the supergiant star Antares, located in the constellation of Scorpius. In Hawaii, we know this constellation by the name Kamakau Nui o Maui, or Maui's Fishhook. We know Antares as Lehuakona. ALMA's images are of the surface of this celestial supergiant and are the most detailed map of any star that has ever been produced, not including our own sun, of course. The star itself is around 600 million miles in diameter and weighs in at around 12 times the mass of the sun.
And fill us in on why this star is of interest.
What's fascinating about this star is its fierce stellar winds that drive elements such as carbon and nitrogen out into space. And as we know, these elements, once expelled from the star and thrust into the interstellar medium, go on to form other stars, planets, and in the case of our own solar system, life.
I'm thinking when you map the atmosphere, you get a little idea what's happening inside, too. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. And in the case of Lehuakona, it's old and approaching the end of its life. So the atmosphere has become very turbulent, with outer layers mixing with inner layers right before our eyes. And so we can develop our understanding of the late lifetime evolution of giant stars.
And after all I've learned from you so far, Chris, I'm thinking because this thing is giant and old, it's going to go with a bang.
Indeed. It will end its life in a supernova explosion, which may be visible from the Earth when the time comes, which probably won't be for a few million years.
Well, that's one we will not be waiting for. And big mahalo to you for another great report. Christopher Phillips, thank you.
You are welcome, Dave.
And we'll catch you guys, and we'll catch you next week with another edition of Stargazer, and you can find Stargazer at hawaiipublicradio.org.